أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا فيه شهداء. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah had revealed the Torah, the Old Testament, to the Jews, and it was a kitab of Hidayat and Nur. The occasion of the revelation also we had explained, and that was the matter of qisas, of blood money. When a person kills somebody, then his life must be taken in return, or the blood money, or it can be forgiven. And then also we explained that this kitab, like the Torah, and also for us to understand the Quran Sharif, is a kitab of hidayat and nur, for us to see our path to the akhirat. Now in the next part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains another aspect. يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا. اس پر حکم کرتے تھے پیغمبر جو کہ حکم بردار تھے اللہ کے. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salam himself, to whom the Torah was revealed, and all the Anbiya who came in the Bani Israel, they all gave the judgment and they all ruled according to the Torah. Whatever was revealed in there, all of them had submitted to that, and they gave the command according to that. لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And this was given to the Jewish, the Bani Israel people. All the commandments of Allah Ta'ala were given to the Jewish people. وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ. Or hukam karte the darwish or alim. And also, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this work of Nabuwat, though they were not Anbiya, but they were the Ummatis. And that is the pious people and the scholars, the ulama. They also did the same work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, ruling according to the Torah, the book of Allah. بِمَسْتَحْفِذُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. اس واسطے کہ وہ نگہبان پھرائے گئے تھے اللہ کی کتاب پر. Because they were required to do this from the book of Allah Ta'ala. According to the Torah, this was required of the righteous and the pious people and the scholars, the ulama as well. In the same way, this we will explain inshallah but more in detail, but this ummah also, the Nabi Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also given the kitab, the Quran Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam lived by it and ruled by it. And then in his followers, those who were the righteous and the pious people, and the scholars particularly, and the whole ummah was required to also uphold the kitab and also spread the message of the kitab to everyone. وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَاءَ. اور اس کے خبرگیری پر مقرر تھے. And they were made responsible for this. By Allah Ta'ala, this duty was given to them. So this is not only a duty in the Quran Sharif, but it was in the Torah, and similarly in the other kitabs also. So this all is referring to the Bani Israel. But it is for us to take a lesson from here. And those Bani Israel, which are not in existence today, today they have changed the Torah completely, and they live a life of their whims and fancies. But it is a lesson for us to take, that our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? She said his akhlaq, his khuluq, was that of the Quran Sharif. He was an epitome of the Quran Sharif. And he lived by it, and he ruled by it. And everything Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did according to the kitab. And this he gave to the ummah. And in the ummah, there are those people who are the very righteous and pious people, and the ulama, they also were given the same duty, that they must also live by the Qur'an and they must also rule by the Qur'an Sharif. So this is a very important aspect that we should try and bring into our lives, the lives of the Qur'an, and for that we have to know the Qur'an Sharif. We should try and study the Qur'an Sharif and live by all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this very important and basic fundamental point, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.